Hello, lovely hogs. Andrew here, and we are so excited to bring Trusty Hogs Live all over the world. Yes, as you listen to this, we have one date left in Australia at the Sydney Factory Theatre. That is on the 27th of April. And then we are back in the Northern Hemisphere with Dublin. Yes, we are so excited to come to Ireland for the first time. We're bringing Trusty Hogs Live to the Laughter Lounge on the 4th of June. Tuesday the 4th of June in Dublin, there's going to be an Irish history lecture from Heather. There's going to be drunken karaoke. There's going to be problem solving. All sorts of chaos. All the usual. It is not to be missed. Make sure you get your tickets early because we are expecting to sell out. TrustyHogs.com/tour for all the tickets and info. That's Dublin on the 4th of June. Then we are into July with Bristol, Brighton, Edinburgh in August, London at the Clapham Grand on the 16th of October, and then we close out our tour in Manchester on the 6th of November. So make sure you go to TrustyHogs.com/tour. Get your tickets quick because some of these are already sold out. Some of them are very nearly there, and we cannot wait to see you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to episode 122 of Trusty Hogs. I'm Catherine Bohart.
I'm Helen Bauer.
Yes, she is. We are two comedians. We talk about our perfect lives and then we listen to your problems and we try to help. But gosh, it all sounds very difficult.
I refuse to solve a problem today until I've solved my own.
Oh gosh, what's going on with you now?
I'm depressed. You know this.
But are you?
I cried 2 days ago to you.
But that was because your house was broken into. Like,
no, I don't think it was that because I had the depression before my house got burgled.
We've been over this. You have, yeah, yeah.
And because that's how I think I felt. Like I knew I was going to get burgled because I was down, and then I'm still down.
But I'm unbelievably proud of you because you've done two constructive things today. Usually, when you're depressed, you moan and moan and moan, and then try
and
to
air fry potatoes. And I'm like, why do I still feel bad?
And then you try to sort of hug me and get me to kiss your forehead when you're like extra sweaty because you've been crying.
I don't sweat when I cry.
You do.
Oh my God, do I?
You sweat when you cry.
Is that a thing?
We both do. We're actually both quite shiny girls.
Shiny criers?
We're shiny criers.
You do. I always...
It's one of the things we have in common, but I don't want to kiss your forehead
no,
when you're crying.
No, I always categorize myself as an attractive crier. Ooh. And I know that because like, when I was a teenager, I'd be like crying and then I'd like stop to have a look in the mirror for a bit.
It's tricky, right? Because like believe women, but also believe
Believe
things.
Her. Believe her. It's not sweat, it's tears from my forehead. That's how depressed I am. I cry from every hole.
Through the fog, step forth the trusty hogs. Yeah, you're gonna give them your problems and they will solve them. Or maybe they won't, and that's your problem. They'll have guests and Andrew White on the tech. The trusty hogs, trust the trusty hogs, or maybe not.
Wait, I have a question. But my point was that you've done two great things this morning. I'm so proud of you. They're both constructive things. Like, what did you do this morning?
Thank you for asking, Catherine. Yesterday, I booked 3 swim sessions at my local leisure centre.
Yes, Helen!
Did one this morning at 8.
I regret to inform you that exercise still helps.
I hate it though!
I know, I know.
Because it's bullshit!
But isn't it so annoying that it's true?
But I needed it because all I'm doing at the moment is going out for gigs in the evening and during the day I'm watching Below Deck. I finished season 1 within 24 hours.
She's
season
not 2. Well.
I'm back on Motorship Ohana.
Okay, she's not okay.
Kate's just arrived as a chief stew.
We get
she's
it. We
new.
Feel bad. We're raising funds.
And then I booked 3 swim sessions. You've got to book them way in advance and I could only book into the slow lane. And I was like, you know what? That's perfect. Because then there's no pressure with any speed. And my God, the people in the slow lane at my leisure centre, holy shit.
Who are they?
I'm the fittest one in
no,
it.
No, talk me through it. Well, you're pretty, you swim a lot though.
I mean, I swim, but like usually like, I never go near a fast lane in a swimming pool
God,
because
no.
it's just show offs and they're aggressive and they're mean.
I don't
mean.
Know that I'd even go into the medium lane. I get nervous swimming because people come if they're dicks, they're dicks.
But I think in my area there's a lot of mobility issues.
Like, okay, and also
the
like,
slow lane is like wow.
And let's
taking
be honest,
the piss.
I haven't been to a public pool since 2020, just before lockdown, where I went to one in Royal Oak and I was swimming and when I got to the end. end of the pool, a woman was cutting her nails there, and I was honestly physically sick.
Are you joking?
I had to go home and like boil myself. I was like, I need to be boiled.
Surely like a lifeguard was there to be like...
I was looking at the lifeguard like, are you fucking kidding me with this? And I looked at her like, and she just looked at me like,
What a random... Who brings scissors into the pool?
But
surely...
let me say this. The other day, I was running in Victoria Park.
Yeah.
And I shit you not, there was a woman genuinely shaving her dog.
That I kind of get. Keep the mess outside.
No, because, okay, no, how dare she? Because, okay, so Ellen and I came down different sides of this. We were running together and she was like, there's a woman shaving her dog. And I said, that's fucking disgusting. And she was like, well, it's outside. And I was like, no, I'm sorry, no.
It's outside.
Like,
it is.
The air quality is so bad there as it is. And now, like, I'm running through your fucking dog fuzz. Are you crazy? Go to your garden. Or, okay, you don't have a garden. Then don't have a fucking dog. What?
Whoa.
Sorry. Wow. I guess I'm tied a little at the minute.
I mean, I think what you want to say is take the doggy to a groomer's, but cost of living.
But like, you gotta pop him in the shower and shave him there and then rinse it out, or like something. Like, you can't be up on a bench that's dedicated to somebody's missus.
This is so random.
And then be like, let me shave my dog.
Did I ever tell you about, like, this is years ago, like way before the podcast, when my sister got...
Was there a time before the podcast?
Like, yes.
Yeah. BTH.
Before Trusty Hogs. Right, very good. Very droll.
Oh, God.
I'm depressed. It's going to take me a minute, okay?
Yeah, I get it.
My sister was living in, like, just a house share with some other people.
Yeah.
And I went over to visit her because, like, no one had really heard from her for a couple of days. But she was like, this was during her I'm an artist phase.
I would honestly assume your sister was dead if she didn't get it every single day.
So my sister was, like, living in a house share.
Yeah.
This is years and years ago. And she was doing... like arts projects. She's like obsessed with doing art.
Is she a good artist?
She is. She's a really good artist because she's like mad. Yeah. So her piece de resistance, like her favorite things to draw,
were
corpses and trees. That was like her thing. And like one Christmas, we all got given a picture of a corpse in a tree.
No.
She was like, there you go, enjoy it. And she was doing a foundation course at an art school, right?
Were the corpses and trees connected in some way?
I think she just liked trees.
Like, was the corpse sat in the tree or just by the tree?
No, I mean, it wasn't like a detailed corpse.
Jesus.
It was like a tree with a corpse.
A vague corpse is almost more threatening.
Yeah, the whole thing's disturbing.
Yeah.
But she was doing a foundation art degree and like no one had heard from her. So I went to go visit her in this house share. And I was like, what have you been up to? She's like, oh God, so busy, so bloody busy. And I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, art. And I was like, what sort of art? She's like, I've been spending the last 2 days just going around London, going around groomers. And I was like, what, animal groomers? She's like, yeah, because I need all the stuff for my new art project. I was like, what's a new art project? And she went, do you want to see? And she just looked like,
no, I'm so terrified,
over the moon. And I was like, I mean, I do want to see because I'm like curious, but I also feel like this is like I'm going to have to either bury the body or call the police. Like, something's happened here. She had a plastic bin bag full of dog fur.
And she, for what
and
purpose?
The way she showed me was by going vroom, and emptying it onto the floor. Still no one knows the purpose. But she had so much, and it was from like, I mean, like, we're talking like 50 breeds. Like, it was insane. But she's like, it's clean, obviously it's clean.
I don't like that you still don't know why. I don't, that makes me feel so,
I don't think
much,
I ever asked,
it makes
really
me feel so much worse that you don't know why.
Sometimes ignorance is bliss.
I actually can feel, I have a weird feeling on my skin now. Do you have a weird feeling on your skin? I have a weird feeling on my skin. I didn't like that.
The best thing about her art phase was her end of year school show, right? And like, obviously everyone's just like put up their best pieces, and she was doing, she'd not corpses, I think the teachers are talked about it, but like tree prints for wallpaper, like cream printing. And they
crazy.
Were very good. And hers was very good. But she walked me and a friend, I think it was Francis, around the exhibition. Like, everyone else is by their art looking like really sheepish because they put all their like love and work into this. And she'd be like, God, is there everyone's shit, aren't they? God, that's fucking terrible. That's fucking embarrassing. I'm the only one that's good. Funny. And it's like, shut the fuck up.
That's so funny. That is so funny.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm depressed. I went swimming.
Wait, so who was in the slow lane? Believe it or not, that's where we started this conversation.
It's hard to stay focused and not get distracted by dog fur.
Yeah, I get it.
The slow lane was me, a man who I think is recovering from an operation, and a woman who I think has
we wish him well.
just learnt to swim in her 70s.
No, she didn't. Oh my God, my dad got adult swim lessons and it was the sweetest thing.
Stop.
It's like, oh my God, stop it. It's too heartbreaking.
Oh, okay, either that or she just had two shoulder replacements. Something was going on. Something was like,
they surely
was,
don't do those at the same time.
It was like a guess. It was like a hybrid of butterfly breaststroke and front crawl.
Was she drowning?
Like, no, she seemed, because every single time I passed her, like, we'd smile.
You passed her?
Yeah. Well, like, I gently passed her. And I only swam for 15 minutes because I was like, I don't want to. But sometimes when I go swimming, I make myself too tired and the whole day's a write-off. But yeah. I've got like 2 gigs tonight.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm just going to literally just like gently swim for 15 minutes.
I did weights for 18 minutes this morning.
That's enough, like,
that's
right?
That's fine. Yeah,
that's
cool.
Enough.
As long as you did something, it's cool.
And then you feel like you've done it. And then I did a hair mask. And then.
Oh,
then,
after the chlorine. That's genius.
But
very
I have
smart.
A swim cap.
Do you?
I have a swim cap, everyone.
Good.
Swim cap over. My little body just like, and then little goggles. I look like a right little cretin. And then,
I bet you look so cute.
And I didn't have a pound for the locker, so I risked it.
Oh,
which is absolutely mad things I've just been robbed.
It sounds like, it is mad things you've just been robbed, but also it sounds like you took one look in that pool and were like, I could chase
I
any
could,
of these
I could
people
get
down.
Any of these people so fast.
I'll be fine. I can take these people easily. Okay, well, so here's a story about how exercise can be bad for you for balance.
Oh no, because I've just got into it and I've got another session on Sunday evening.
I see if you think this is going to happen to you.
Oh my God.
I went for a run.
Okay, and you saw the dog.
Oh, that was a different one.
I went you run twice?
Yeah.
She's beauty.
But I went for a run by myself, which I haven't done in my new area yet. And I have no sense of direction, as you know.
Wait, do you know Ellen Couples run?
We don't like hold hands or anything. I run behind her.
Okay.
She makes me, she doesn't make me. And, I am ultimately slower. And consequently, I was out. I was like, you know what? I'm going to do a lunchtime run and try to pick up my pace because I've been too slow. I felt like I haven't been able to get my 5K fast enough.
Uh-huh.
And so I was like, I'm going to go out and do the fastest 3 miles I can. And I did what I always do when I don't have Ellen to set the pace, went out too fast.
Oh, Catherine.
And what, this hasn't happened to me in years, like years and years and years. But I started really fast and then I got really short of breath.
Nice.
And it had the same, you know, when you're like, your brain can react to your body and your body can react to your brain. So my brain felt the physical sensation of having a panic attack and just basically joined in. It was like, okay, let's do this thing.
Stop.
And I really truly had to like sit down on the ground and be like, you're okay. Shush, shush, shush. Everything's all right. And when my body calmed down, my brain did. But it hasn't happened to me in so long. And I was like,
oh my
fuck
God.
Me. And then went home and Ellen, who's like basically my running coach, was like, how'd it go, babe? And I was like, I have to be alone in my office now. Please don't
Poor
speak to me.
Irish Catherine.
I know, but also like how ridiculous. I basically had a panic attack because I...
Your heart rate increased.
Because my heart rate increased and because I didn't really know my way around. And also because...
The park outside your house?
No, I was going to say, I haven't actually been spending much time alone lately. And I was like, this is such a weird thing. So tonight, I'm having a practice. Because I live in a house here now and I live with my girlfriend. I'm never by myself.
Okay.
And consequently, I haven't had like every... I've noticed, I didn't realise I was doing it, but every evening I could technically be by myself. I've been like filling with people.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, interesting. Got to maybe rejig that again.
What do you think that's about? Do you think it's because it's winter and you're like, I need to be happy, I need to be doing stuff?
Maybe, and I think I'm also really stressed about the tour show. And I don't, when I'm alone, I get quite anxious at the minute.
Oh, so
and
you just so need I'm distraction, like distraction.
Filling. And yeah. I was like, okay, I got it. Because I realise I haven't had a night alone like in my room in this new house as well. I think it just doesn't feel like... You know, like a place doesn't feel like home yet.
Yeah, because you've moved into someone else's home,
yeah.
Sort of thing.
So
I
think
it.
I got to spend an evening like just like having a bath,
oh, yes.
And being in my room and maybe cooking some dinner. This is so boring.
And not
but,
having
like,
your girlfriend watch you bath. Like those little things.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's so funny that's what you think she does when actually she...
Yeah, well, lesbian couples, you take turns being like mother and baby, no?
We kind of do. Yeah. That's actually so true.
So sort of like, bath time, come on.
But if I'm in the bath,
get the toys out.
She's like, clothes off. But it's everybody's bath time and then gets in.
Hey, we all have a group bath.
Oh, not when she... Yeah, well, listen.
You know my theory. Close the door, one person steams, one person baths.
I love that for us. And to be fair,
only way to
the
do
bathroom's
it.
Insanely big in this house. Like, outrageous.
It is. So it is. Your bathroom is huge.
So she can't... We do sometimes bring in the armchair.
That's fine. That's nice. But it's also important. Like, I fucking love alone time.
Yeah, like, no, me too. Usually, that's why I think it's like noticeable. Is that like, I'm like, oh, that's interesting. I'm not leaning into that at any point at the minute. So that's what's going on with me.
And you can just watch crap TV in the bath. Like, I like a bath alone is the laptop on the toilet.
Do you know what I'm really enjoying is, which is 10-minute episodes and really kind of sexy, but also fun, is have you ever watched Cheaters?
No.
They're just these 10-minute episodes on BBC.
Is that BBC iPlayer? I've seen it on Gogglebox.
It's Susie Wacoma's show. Yeah. It's great.
I've seen the Gogglebox teaser, which is the first episode, where they sleep together.
Yeah.
But then the next day they find out they both, they're across the road from each other and they've both got partners.
They cheat on their partners when they're away in Finland and then they get
home. The most romantic of countries. Well, let's eat a reindeer and do a 69.
They didn't know each other. They ran into each other there at a conference thing.
And they were turned on.
And then went home. And then we're like, that's fine, we'll never see that person again. And then both got home to their doors and was like, what the fuck. It's fun. It's like, but also 10 minutes is like a nice amount of time to watch something sometimes, I think.
So, what's the most sexy country to have an affair in? It can't be Scandinavia.
Brazil.
That's hot.
That's just
no, because I know not all of it is a beach, but I feel like there'd be sand involved. I don't think sand is sexy. I know people I think it is, but it's not. Water's sexy.
You'd eat beautiful food. You'd have some gorgeous red wine. You'd go to a salsa club and then you'd fuck.
I don't really know Brazilian food. What is it?
It's a lot of meat.
Ooh.
Brazilian barbecue is a big thing.
What's the Brazilian barbecue?
I don't eat meat, so I don't know.
Okay. The sexiest, just meat that I can't eat. It's the denial that turns me on.
Honestly, the other day, Ellen told me that she thinks I'm happiest when I'm abstaining from something.
I bet you fucking are.
Like, I'm happiest
you when along with every other Catholic.
I'm happiest when I'm denying myself something. It's so true.
Hey guys, I've just given up chocolate.
Genuinely, it's like that. I'm so pleased with myself when
pious,
I'm denying myself something.
And then you
something.
Like telling people, like, you can enjoy that. I can't.
I have a second story about how exercise is bad for you. This one.
This is so not helpful because I'm literally just forcing myself into it.
No, but swimming is great, but can I just.
You should have seen me at 8:15 this morning.
Okay, and I'm
putting on a tracksuit to walk to the pool.
I'm so proud of you. That's so cool.
Is my swimsuit too tight now? Yes.
Don't worry about it.
My tits were like.
Well, I just feel like I talk about how much I do Pilates and I love it. I just came from a class and it was amazing.
Oh my God.
But I shout out to my favorite instructor.
Shout out.
It's a lie, they're all my favourite instructor.
Oh my God, you're so annoying!
But I was in class the other day, and I actually probably shouldn't be so specific. Look, can we beep the, thank you, the names of the class. Here's the deal, Helen. I was in this class.
Yeah, sorry, I really want to hear about
and
this.
And at the start of the class, somebody let out one of the worst, foulest silent farts I've ever smelled. And I was like, this has got to be a joke.
Could it have been you?
No, it wasn't me. I was like, this is a joke.
Sometimes you don't know.
I was like, that's like so bad I can't breathe. And somebody's being like, breathe. And you're like, I actually can't. Like, I feel sick. And eventually it went. And I was like, thankful. Within seconds, another.
No.
It was a constant flow of what I can only describe as like eye watering, like in your mouth. Like horrific. I moved machines.
Do you think someone had a bit of dairy or something?
I had to move machines. And when I moved machines, like six machines over, the instructor came over and was like, is everything okay? And I was like, Yeah, fine. I'll tell you after. And she's like, okay. And then...
You told?
No.
You're such obviously not.
I just need to...
I'll stay at the end of the class. Sorry, but she was fucking dripping from her arsehole. Like, no one's
business.
No, but
that's the worst part is I couldn't...
It's like, we got a gas leak in here. Call the plumber. Like.
Have I ever been wrong? Hey, here's the thing, though. I couldn't just... It was so pervasive. And so pungent.
Wait,
I couldn't have told you where...
Pervasive?
It was everywhere. Okay. I couldn't have told
you... I'd say omnipresent.
It was so omnipresent.
We're doing big words.
It was so omnipresent.
And omnibenevolent.
Well, I don't know if it was omnibenevolent. It was actively not.
It was all knowing.
Nope.
That gas knew what it was doing.
What I'll say is, you couldn't have paid me to discern where it was coming from. It was a fucking mystery. I moved six machines over. I'm still gagging. I'm like, what is this? And it's never happened to me before in a class ever. And I'm sure it happens at yoga.
It might have been you. It wasn't me.
Helen, this person must have been leaving the ground. Like, they must have known. Like, you would know if this was coming out of you.
Can I ask a question? Genuinely.
Yeah.
In Pilates, is there a lot of moments where your cheeks are technically spread?
No.
Because sometimes those farts can be the worst. Ones that are like...
No, it's not that, but there's a lot...
Wait for it.
I got it.
I don't want to make sure the listener at home can hear it. I want to make sure the listener at home can hear it. This isn't just for us. This is for everyone else. Ready? And like, what I'm doing here, you've got to really imagine the ass cheeks are parted. Like, you know when you're in bed with someone and you don't want them to hear it, so you open and you let it, without a push, just let it breathe. Maybe it was one of those, because maybe that happens in Pilates, but your cheeks are together for most of it, is it?
Yeah, because they're actively, you have to clench your glutes and your abs.
Oh, so the release is what fucks it.
Yeah. It was horrific. But listen, what I guess I'm saying is that
no,
like,
one farted in the pool.
That you know of. How do you know?
Because I had goggles on and I was like checking everyone's butts with every bob.
Checking for bubbles.
Just like butt watch.
Yeah, that's fun. Butt watch is cute. They should have called Baywatch butt watch. That would have been nice. Butt watch.
I've got a question to ask you about exercising.
Sorry, did you just rub some dirt out of the back of your ear?
I feel like I've got
then
a spot growing out of my ear.
That's not better.
But I was just checking there was no dirt on it. But there isn't.
Fab.
There isn't.
Fabulous.
Do you ever get that? Like, dirt behind your ear because you forgot to wash behind them. No.
The adults who
Em and Alex both look really upset right now.
They're just like, no, man. No.
I did a hair mask. Remember that? I did a hair mask.
And now the rest of it's behind
your
ear.
Do you want to know what's in my hair mask?
What?
It's some peach and manuka honey.
Why? Did your hair have a sore throat?
Just for context. Catherine said that earlier. I was like, paper did a hair mask. It had manuka honey in it. And she's like, did your hair have a sore throat? And Alex lost his mind.
Loved it.
He couldn't breathe.
But then I couldn't.
You couldn't perform it.
Because you set me up. I didn't expect you to. And
okay, let's do it again. Let's do it again. Let's do it again. Okay. Oh my God, you guys. I did a hair mask today.
Whoa, what kind? What was even in it?
It was like an Aussie one, Aussie SOS. It was something peach and manuka honey.
Why? Did your hair have a sore throat?
Slay! Slay, queen, slay!
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
It was better the second time round.
I'm such a dad.
That's a good joke.
Thanks, babe. I appreciate it.
How's tour prep going? Talking about good jokes.
Yeah, I'd say I'm at that place where I've lost my mind with it. You know what I mean? The work in progresses are becoming more and more hysterical.
Have you got to the point where you're like, fuck it, I might just do a dance routine?
I've gotten to the stage where I'm like,
because I'm doing a dance
where
routine.
Where I'm like,
okay,
if I just speak faster, I'll get it all in.
Oh, you've got too much stuff.
Yeah. And I therefore don't know what the story is. I don't know what the show is. I don't know. I'm just
Can
like.
Can I just remind you of what people always tell me when I have too much? All you are is ahead for next year. Just.
Oh, I like that.
Take it out and take your time because it will grow longer as well.
Yeah, I like that.
And I can guarantee you.
I just can't
there'll be a couple. There'll be a couple of bits in it. That will, well, I'm seeing it on Saturday, so I'm more than happy to have a chat with you on the way home.
I think this,
but like,
I think it's basically about being like confused because I am ultimately like doing my best and doing well and 35 and still somehow, like lots of people, find myself in a house share and like I just learned to drive and it feels like.
Well, worse than other people, you've gone back. You were by yourself and now you're in a house
share. Thank you, Helen.
Yeah. That's what's tougher for you because the regression.
No, indeed.
And you say like lots of people, most 35-year-olds are living independently around the whole of the country. It's you with your bourgeoisie, champagne socialist lifestyle of London. I've been listening to Alan Partridge on the way here.
Well, I can really tell. Also, you're way less compassionate when you're depressed. Should we bring on our guest?
I'm being such a dick, aren't I?
Please, welcome to the podcast. Hopefully she's in a better mood than you.
I'll be nice, I swear.
It's our wonderful guest,
Kiri Richard-McLean.
Woo!
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Bonza, g'day, and welcome to Trusty Hogs in Australia. We're going to be bush pigs. I don't know. I'm trying to think of an Australian version of Trusty Hogs.
I think what we need to say is we're going on tour, both of us.
Yes,
to
Australia.
We'll both be playing. I'll be playing Melbourne and Sydney. You'll be playing Melbourne and?
Sydney and Brisbane and Perth.
Fabulous. I will be in Melbourne. I'll be at the Western 3 at the International Comedy Festival. You can buy tickets for my show now. And at Sydney, I'll be at the Factory Theatre and you can buy tickets for my show now.
And in Melbourne, I'll be at the Greek, which I have looked on Google Maps and it is very close to Catherine's venue. Woo-hoo! Isn't that so cute?
I'll
We're super
pick
close.
Me up after.
And then, no, I think you'll be picking me up.
Oh.
I think.
That's
I need
standard.
To check that. But come pick us up. Come pick
come
us up.
Come pick us up.
Sydney, I'll be at the Factory Theatre with Catherine, and that's super close to the ice cream place. Brisbane, I'll be at Powerhouse. And in Perth.
Can a powerhouse be inside of a powerhouse? She will be.
I'll be bloody there. And at Perth, I'll be at the Perth Comedy Festival for the Regal Theatre.
Gorgeous.
And we're also bringing Trusty Hogs Live
to
Australia.
Melbourne and Sydney, bitches. It's on sale. I've never said bitches before in my life.
It felt really wrong.
It felt really weird. I said it and I
was bitches,
like,
get your tickets.
No, that's hideous. Well, anyway, see you there, Australians.
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie.
No, we've been over this.
Aussie. Hoggy, hoggy, hoggy.
Yeah.
Oh.
We both got it wrong.
See you there.
Hi, I'm Catherine Bohart and I'm going to the Soho Theatre in London for 2 weeks in March. Now, wouldn't it be convenient if they were back to back and I could just tell you the dates? Of course it would. They're not. The first one begins the week commencing the 4th of March and the second one, after a week's break, begins the week commencing the 18th of March. So, early March, late March, where will I be? Soho Theatre, my loves. And I'd love to see you there. The tickets I haven't sold necessarily as fast as I'd like them to. But listen, there are some available. And I'll be there doing my goddamn best with my new show. That's the debut of my new show. So please come. I'd be thrilled to have you in the audience. The show is called Again With Feelings. And the earlier you buy your tickets at Soho, the less expensive they are. Thank you so much.
Visit! It's me, Helen Bauer from Disney Hogs. Want to say I'm doing my show one last time in the UK at the Earth in Hackney in London on March 2nd. It's a double bill with Olga Koch. You can see both of us. You can see one of us. Come for the whole night. You've got like a little break in between us to go get some food. It's going to be magical. It's going to be sexy. And I'd love to see you there. Thank you. Stop touching my hair. I did a hair mask.
Oh, that is nice.
Isn't
really
nice?
Good.
She
yeah.
doesn't need encouragement, Kiri. She's told us she did a face mask, hair mask about 17 times
I
today.
Love a hair mask, though.
It felt really good. I basically was like swam, but with a hair cap on, so I didn't even need to do it. But then I went to Superdrug and I was like, I'm getting a fucking hair mask. And I bought retinol for the first time.
Okay, yeah.
Have you heard about retinol?
Yes, it's like the... It's the super one, right?
It's what everyone's doing on TikTok.
If a teenager's made a TikTok video about it, I've used it. Yeah. Of course, I know what retinol is.
If you put it on and go in the sun, your face will burn.
Yeah, you mustn't. You have to wear SPF, yeah.
So you have to wear SPF. But here's the smart thing. Put it on before you go to bed.
Yeah, that's what everyone else does, Helen.
Yeah.
Is it?
Mm. Yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
I genuinely thought I'd come up with a hack where I have to buy sun cream.
What? No, you still...
Either way, I've crushed it.
How are you?
I'm great.
You're learning loads
I'm
already?
Learning so much because I don't have TikTok because I have... I know.
Whoa.
Well, I actually have... Right, I'm going to let you behind the curtain now. I have a TikTok account and I send the stuff over to someone else. Mm-hmm. However, because I have ADHD... properly as well. I've had it for a long time. Before anyone tells me about that fucking panorama.
Kiri actually invented it. She actually invented it.
I was the first person
what
to have it.
I'm so sick of saying it.
Well, there's a panorama documentary which is probably deeply unhelpful that said loads of people are being overdiagnosed and it's because, you know, that they want to monetize people's need
right,
for treatment,
okay,
etc.
Right, okay.
So people keep messaging me going, are you worried you got a false diagnosis? I was like,
oh my God.
Well, it was 13 years ago, so I don't think I was part
are
of the
system. Are you worried you're overstepping? Oh my God.
But my whole, you will know this as women with podcasts where you speak freely. Listen, people's whole relationship is overstepping with you.
Yeah.
Yes, 100%. But also, like, it's annoying when it's really accurate because you're like,
yeah,
you shouldn't
it.
Know all this.
Yeah.
But you do. You know more than my close friends know.
It is weird when you're like, who told? I told you.
Yeah. That's on me. That's on me.
It is.
I
need
on
to
me.
Stop reading my diary out loud, and I think it would stop.
Out of pure ignorance, what happens if a person with ADHD goes on TikTok?
Well, the brilliant Kat Sadler, who has ADHD,
yes.
said I stay up till 3 o'clock in the morning, and the time just goes. And I have to. I Because I didn't, I got diagnosed and then they were just like, you've got this. And they're not even a pamphlet about what it entails. I sort of built all these things into my life. So I've never had a games app on my phone because I got hyper-focused. I got addicted. I was not leaving the house because I was playing like a literature, a solitaire thing. So whoa. I know now not to do that.
And
so
solitaire! It's solitaire. All the ones you could have
I been. Remember being in Paris with my friend as a lithe 19-year-old. And she's like, should we go out? And I was like, yeah, I've just got to do this. And I was like,
I've got to complete the line.
I want to see the little... I want to see the ace.
Wait, is this spider across. Solitaire?
No, not even the complicated normal one. Yeah, really. Basic bitch solitaire. Yeah. So I know if I had TikTok, it would rot my brain. Yeah. So I do have a TikTok account and I send everything over.
Good for you.
Yes, I have a dear friend who deals with all that.
That's really good smart because at the moment on TikTok, there's this thing called Neil the Seal, who is a seal in Tasmania in Australia who thinks he's human. And I cannot stop watching
him. I feel like Neil's been around for a while. I feel like Neil the Seal has been around for a bit.
He's not even on TikTok,
she's already heard of Neil.
Why am I on such an old algorithm?
I don't know. You just found out about retinol. It's wild.
Did you guys hear about Donald Trump? He's going to get elected.
Wait till you find out what happens to Charlie's finger. It's going to
Don't tell me. Don't ruin it. No, but Neil's so silly. He's just like humping like bollards all the time. He loves cones.
And he thinks he's human.
Yeah, because he's always in town.
Okay.
And the police have to be like, come on, Neil, beckon the boy. That's bay in English.
Is it?
Yeah.
Gosh, Kiri,
mm-hmm.
You have a farm.
Yeah.
You were wearing a jacket with chicken feed in your pocket.
My chicken feeding jacket, yeah.
Can I ask a question? In my head, the dream is owning chickens.
Yes.
Do they vibe with you?
Interesting. Do you mean do you have a bond like a normal pet?
Yeah, is it like... Like, do you feel a kinship like you would with a dog?
With two of them, yes. One who is an ex-cage 10 who's got a permanent limp from how she was.
She sounds like a badass.
She nearly died because she got, like, bullied by the others. Because chickens will do this thing when there's a weak one, they'll be like, kill it. So they're like nuts.
Oh,
they're girls. They're boarding school girls.
Yeah.
So they find a weak one, they go in on it. Also, they're really stimulated by red because of blood. So if anything has a bit of red on it, they will, like, peck it to death. So... Limpy is her name, and she was...
Oh my God.
Never ask about a farm, it will get dark fast. So Limpy was really unwell, and they were all bullying her, and she was just fading because she wasn't eating. And I remember going in there, and she, like, ran and sat on my lap and would eat. She would only eat from my hand. And then,
oh, come on, Limpy.
And then we had her in the house, and then she's great now and, like, kind of the boss.
Nice.
So she's lovely, loves to be picked up, falls asleep when you stroke her.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
No,
I'm obsessed.
She's
I'm
really
obsessed.
Good.
What's wrong with the other fuck ones?
Well, the other ones is... they're just a bit wild. They're like a breed that is half wild jungle fowl, so they're nuts. They just like do what they want. Except the smallest one, who sits in my her name's Seaned, and she's like this big.
Seaned,
yeah, and Seaned sits in my hand and eats as well. She's just cottoned on that if she like puts up with me holding her, she gets
the nice
treats. Yeah,
I
give her the sweets.
Seaned, yeah. I love Seaned.
Yeah, and she screeches at me in the morning to come and pick her up and like feed her. So they're nice, and the others, I take or leave them.
So you've got chickens, nice. You've got a dog. Is there any other animals on the farm?
Just a cat, and then just like what's knocking around in the wild. So like the farm has got like there's a lake at the back and stuff like that, and we're back onto a nature reserve, so we have lots of like pheasants and herons and red squirrels and stuff
but
like
so
that.
But so it's not, you have red squirrels?
Yeah, because on the island I live on, Ynysmon / Anglesey, it is only red squirrels. Whereas when I was growing up,
what?
There was grey squirrels everywhere because when I drove to my primary school, you'd see them all. And I was like, what happened with those? And I looked up, you know, you can go to like Google News, like Google, like squirrels, Anglesey. And there was like an article from like 2010 that was like, we need to do something about these grey squirrels.
They
said, we're not going to cull them. We're not going to cull them. And then it was
spray
like,
paint, was it?
Well, it was 2014. They came back and they said, listen, we're going to trap them. And then in like 2018, it was like, good news, only red squirrels. The cull was a complete success.
Yeah,
so, yeah, at some point they flipped that and were like, we just need to kill
these. The thing
these.
Is, you're culling one or the other, right? And because if you don't cull the grey ones, they will cull the red ones.
Really? Yeah, are grey squirrels killers?
They make them sick. It's something in their skin. Isn't it an enzyme?
They're also just much bigger. The grey red squirrels are tiny, so
but
yeah.
They give them a contagious disease and then they die, and so you are culling one or the other, and the red one's rarer and let's be honest, hotter. So
yeah,
cuter.
Really
or like,
you feel like you're describing yourself, like.
Yeah.
But if you had to finger a squirrel, you'd go for the red one, 100%. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But here's the thing: their red squirrels used to be all over Ireland when I was growing up, and then they're all completely disappeared, and it's so
really?
Sad. Yeah,
because there was a big news thing where it's like a grey squirrel had had been found on the island because there's two bridges and one had
I
run across.
I love Wales so much.
Yeah, it's very...
A grey squirrel has been seen on the island.
Yeah, 10 o'clock news, it's there.
I live in a small village. Well, it's gotten bigger and bigger and bigger, but I grew up in a small village and there was genuinely headline news in the last 3 years about a chicken crossing a road, as in there was a chicken crossing the main road in Clonsilla. And everyone was just like, did you hear about the chicken? And I was like, we're not doing a joke. Everyone's just like...
That cannot be...
I was obviously like, why? And everyone was like... What?
Who culls the squirrels, though? I want to know this. Like, is it like a group
It'll
of people?
It'll be pest control, won't it?
Yeah, but you just know where I'm from. That's like, you imagine sort of like, maybe they're caught in a cage and then they're gassed or something like that.
No!
But I actually think it'll just be thick lad, one tooth, big hammer. I honestly know.
I am. My name's Davis. Yeah. I'm in charge of pest control.
Exactly that.
There'll be blood on my hands, but I'll wash them later.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly that.
That's so funny. That's like...
I hope he gets paid well, because that must be quite like emotionally tough as well.
I think he'd do it for free.
Yeah, I agree.
This is what candidates running through my mind.
Group of lads just like, I'd love to. Honestly, it'd be an honour.
That reminds me of... My dad works in a church because he's a deacon.
Yeah, he would, yeah.
One Sunday they had an issue because there was a pigeon in the church. Ooh. And they could not get this thing out. They were like literally like covering the front of the church with breadcrumbs and trying to lure this pigeon out, but it wasn't coming for the life of them. So... And then a man was like, oh, I'll sort it out, and went and got a gun.
Yeah, that's...
All God's creatures. All God's creatures.
Yeah, but also they've got to know where they belong.
Oh, wow, you are a farmer.
I'm on
Team Gun?
I'm on Team Gun, yeah, yeah. Although, wow. I was just talking about
how
this...
How do you shoot a pigeon? They're pretty fast movers.
No, they're not. No. Also, it'll be up in the... Yeah, if you take your time with it. They're not flying around until you go and disrupt
Sorry,
them.
Sorry, did I say a man went and got a gun? Kiri went and got a gun.
Kiri came over to Clonsilla with a gun.
Yeah, you're there, good to go.
I was telling...
You can take anything on Ryanair.
She was like,
it's
I'll
amazing.
Do it for free.
I was telling Rachel Febben about this morning, that the farm I grew up on, my has lots of like pigeons in barns and things like that, and it's quite common for people to come around with a gun and go, do you want me to shoot all your pigeons, because they just want to shoot stuff, or they go, do you want me to, can I shoot all your pheasants?
What, like in the city when they're like, shall I clean your windows?
Yeah, it's exactly like that.
Whoa.
It's exactly, can I do your gutters? Also, I'm gonna go and kill a load of pigeons.
Can I clean your windows? Can I clear your gutters? Is very, they do sound euphemistic when you say them. I don't know why.
Thank you.
And is this the same group of guys that wanna do these squirrels? Like, yes. It's the same sort of lads. Yeah.
It's exactly the same lads.
Got anything I can shoot?
There's something about the barns where I grew up is the front of them looks like where you keep homing pigeons. So we would always get lost homing pigeons.
I'm gonna have to stop you there. We don't know what those look like.
Yes, we do, homing pigeons.
No, I know what a homing pigeon looks like. I don't know what a barn where you keep homing pigeons
They're
looks
just like little houses, like little sheds, like pigeon holes.
So they just look, it just
Correction,
looks...
I don't know.
Yeah, so it's just like, it just looks, I couldn't necessarily describe why and which bit, okay. But we'd often get lost homing pigeons being like, I'm home. And then they're tame, so they don't really know what to do. Oh. It would happen every few years.
Do they have any letters?
They have little bands on their things. We're not doing letters anymore.
Right.
Just it's really inefficient.
Yeah.
Yeah, have you heard about WhatsApp?
It's the only other thing that's double-sided encrypted is a pigeon. So these little homing pigeons would stop, and my dad would always get attached and feed them grain and stuff like that, and until they were sort of like well enough to go again. And so this guy came around and said, oh, can I shoot you pigeons? My dad said, yeah, of course you can, but don't... You see that one in the yard that is too thick to fly away? Obviously don't shoot that. That's called my pet. And of course he shot the pigeon. Yeah, he killed the pigeon, and my dad was like, never again. And like, my dad was very sort of like to the point once, you know, like not a friend of the animals, but he was deeply upset.
That pigeon he understood.
The pigeon,
that one,
yeah,
he got
was the door he really wanted, I think.
That is devastating.
And he was very upset.
That
about
is
them.
Devastating.
Because I don't think pigeons, like, they are a bit thick, aren't they? Just in general, all pigeons. Because there was one that came into the bakery when I used to work there, and it was like massive bakery, like massive eaves. It's now, you can go see it. It's now a Gales in East Dulwich. But we had a pigeon that came in one morning, but my boss was like, oh, we can't close and get rid of it because they'll be upset if we lose business, like the owners. And I was like, well, there's a pigeon and people are eating. But the pigeon sort of made its home in one corner over one little section. And he was like, just don't say anything. And then someone was drinking their coffee straight into it. So then my job was to like put tape in the section it was in, being like, look up, do not sit under me, I'm pooing. Like, and it just stayed there all day.
Of course it did. It's having a great time.
It's in a bread bakery.
Did you put a sign that said, don't look up, don't sit under me, I'm pooing?
Yeah.
Yeah. You already had the sign, right?
Always.
Finally, yeah,
the fun fun. Like, here we go.
Lock up.
And I remember because a comedian, do you know Ruth Hunter was staying at mine?
Oh, I love Ruth.
And she was like staying at mine. I was like, whenever comedians stayed at mine, I'd always be like, oh, come down and like get a coffee in the morning. Yeah. I'll be at work. And she came down. And she was like, so like busy today? And I was like, I'm on Pigeon Watch. Like, and she's got a video of me in an apron being like, because it's so exciting in a mundane job when a pigeon comes
no,
in.
No, I do agree.
It's dog in the playground territory.
Yeah, really. Oh my God, was there anything more exciting?
Yeah. So exciting.
Oh, actually, stag beetle. Happen. Stag beetle in the playground. Do you ever have that?
No, but can I say
okay,
this?
Never mind.
What if... I...
Infant school, stag beetle, dinner ladies took groups out to
I
look
grew
at
up
it.
In an Irish housing estate, so the equivalent was horse on the green.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Horse on the green.
What's the green?
The only part of green space in the housing estate.
Okay, okay. Yeah,
and
yeah,
then there'd
yeah.
be some lad... without a saddle on a horse in the green, and you'd be like,
that was my I think my only interaction with what I thought Irish culture was, because I grew up with like around horses and there's lots of horses yeah. where I'm from, is imagining Irish boys galloping ponies up and down housing estates. I yeah. just thought that was Ireland. That was
horse on the roundabout was not uncommon either.
I thought you were going to say the Alan Partridge quote when he's like, come on, Ireland, you know Ireland, kids with no shoes on, horses on a council estate. No, you didn't. So we shouldn't have said it. We shouldn't have said it.
No, no.
It's still funny though.
Well, they had shoes.
They
weren't necessarily their shoes, but they found them.
This
they
is Ireland.
Yeah. No, I mean, no. Oh, God. My mother would be like, don't be telling people about that where we live. That's what we're like. My mom was the one, those women who, you know, who... behaved in the most glamorous way even when it didn't necessarily fit our station, and our station caught up with us. But she like, if you'd put your shoes out the front of the house, or like, you know, like if you take your shoes off after a run or something, my mother would be like, what do you think this is, a tenement, get your shoes, like she would think that was the most shameful thing you could
that
do.
That was too Irish. What was it?
She'd just be very embarrassed.
Okay, if you
what,
had
leaving shoes?
Shoes
outside the house,
yeah, just like people would know that we're like on
what, had shoes?
You own shoes.
Honestly, yes.
That's mad.
Yeah, but when you grow up, like, my mom grew up in a council house, and I think there's, like, you have to, like, create these sort of fake rules about who's better than who based on
okay.
sort of, like, and who's the least, like, seems like they...
Oh, so it's like an etiquette. Who's, yeah. who's refined, who knows yeah. who's invisible. Yeah.
And it's unrefined to leave shoes outside. Because I think yeah. of that as, like... like Wellington's on a doorstep. It
yeah,
shows
yeah.
Up
there's a
like,
boot jack there.
Yeah, this isn't really that, I'd say. This is more like... this is more like... it's a muddy Clarks.
This is Ireland.
This is Ireland. Oh God, I hope my mother doesn't feel ashamed of me for saying that.
I had a friend whose mum once screamed at her from a car because, like, there was a phase at school where it was really cool to go into town after school and get a milkshake from a place called Mochaccino's. It's now closed down.
Milkshake from Mochaccino's?
Mochaccino's.
You would think... Mochaccino's from Mochaccino's.
Yeah, but we're children, yeah. right?
Okay. And oh, right, like, sorry, they do serve Mochaccino's. It's not just a milkshake.
I imagine cold. They did, but okay, like fine. They did milkshakes, and it was like the first milkshake in Fleet, so we were losing our bloody minds.
Yeah.
And we were walking along and she was drinking her milkshake, and her mum like drove past us and like hit the car horn and was like, I raised you better than to walk and drink. I was like, had never heard about that being a thing before.
Love that.
You
but
can't
not to
walk
not, like,
and drink.
Scream out the car. That's a... do you remember your first milkshake?
Well, she was Irish, the mother.
First milkshake. Mm.
First milkshake.
God, I'm glad
here's
we got onto
this.
Here's
the question.
I think, actually, there was a time... so my secondary school had built, like, a conservatory, which was sort of like an addition to the main cafeteria.
Uh-huh.
And in the conservatory, they were like, guys, we're getting a milk bar. And everyone's like, huge news.
Whoa.
So there's going to be a milk bar. And at the time, like, when you grow up in rural Wales, you're like, that's what feels American. How glamorous.
Yeah,
oh my
exactly.
God, yes.
And
yes.
we could, there was only three flavours, of course. There was, like, chocolate, strawberry, vanilla. Yeah. But still. And then...
huge.
And then maybe a couple of weeks later, Jamie Oliver raised his head. There's this huge revolution.
Off,
the milk bar gets shut down.
No!
Yeah, like caution tape all over it. And it's like, no one's allowed milkshakes anymore. Even though it was just like making kids who were largely from like, there's a big council estate there that's like got real big problems with deprivation. Like, they're getting calcium.
They
let
need
them
dairy.
Let them have a milkshake. And then also I remember there being a big thing like, right, because Jamie Oliver's on television, we're not allowed turkey twizzlers anymore. And also, we have been serving chips every day in the canteen and it's really not on. So it will now be every other day. day. So there was like all these sweeping reforms that were brought in, and so the milk bar, RIP, it's gone. It's gone.
What did they replace the chips with? Potato waffles.
It was genuinely like Smiley's or something like that. So they just switched it up.
Living the fucking dream.
It must
That's
have been
wicked.
Amazing to be a dinner lady during that moment.
Oh, the two things that stand out from our dinner ladies. First of all, I went from a very small, like, village private school type thing that was like set in a forest, very sort, and we had our own packed lunches, to a massive high school that's incredibly rough.
Yeah.
So, at like a normal school, basically. Yeah. So, that was quite a cultural exchange. And I remember I was having school dinners, which I thought was so glamorous. And I remember coming home and my parents said, well, how was it? What were school dinners like? And I said, I don't really understand what's going on. And apparently the story I said was that I was going along with my tray and they're so on autopilot that I had a sandwich and she went, do you want gravy dal? Because that's whatever you got. They went, do you want gravy dal? Do you want gravy dal? And I was like, I'm fine for gravy with my cheese sandwich, thank you.
Oh,
this weird
God,
little private school kid is so like, I don't know what's going on. And the other thing I remember is...
Is the second word you were saying there doll?
Doll, yeah. So, like, it's a term of endearment.
Wow, okay.
So, yeah, doll. Yeah, like a doll. Like,
yeah, okay, got you. Got
I'm
you.
Totally enchanted by this accent. It's incredible.
That's what. Well, I didn't pull you up on it earlier, but I was like, she's doing that thing that English people do where they do a Welsh accent and they do a South Wales accent.
Because of Gavin and Stacey.
Yeah, I get it.
Because of Gavin and Stacey.
Also, there's no real English language representation of a North Walian accent.
You. You are the representation.
No, I don't even really have it. Like, because where I'm from, people talk like this, yeah? And they, like, roll their R's. But wow. I don't speak like that. Everyone's always gone, why do you sound so English? And I used to go, private school? Because I thought that's what it was. But none of my friends, really, even if their first language Welsh, had the accent. It's a weird thing.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, Anglesey. Is that the accent?
No.
One more time. Anglesey. No.
What would you say? Anglesey.
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 So, yeah, so... When the pattern of the sentence is different, yeah?
Oh, it's so good.
Where South Wales wore like
so
rolls
gorgeous.
And yeah.
It's a real hug of an accent.
Okay.
God, I think it's a bit like...
I think it's a bit hoggy and then a little bit sexy.
It is sexy. Wow.
Yeah. I think if you met any man or woman with a particularly strong GOG accent, North Walian accent, you'd be like... Whoa.
I'm telling you now, if a guy came over with like 20 dead grey squirrels and spoke to me like that, my knickers would be off and I'd be so
pissed. Yeah, they would. Like, I will call my brother after this and arrange.
They actually would.
I'd love to hear from him. Hinge isn't going very well. I changed my parameters to make it exactly what I wanted because I wanted to be clear and I've had no likes. I preferred it when it was just horrendous people.
Well, my friends are on Hinge in the area and because you've got to, like, it's, you're quite spread out. You've got to make your distance is a bit further. Forever matching with people in Ireland. Forever.
Really? Yeah. I just meant to say, you're going to say, because that or, as is the classic Irish problem, you have to set it really wide. Otherwise, it is just like...
Your family.
Yeah.
Yeah, your family.
The first time I went on a queer app in Ireland, third person, my sister, who I didn't know was out at the time, and we've talked about it since, but both of us were just like...
Did you match?
No.
No, okay.
She's too young. Too young.
I don't want to make my brother jealous.
I've been on a dating, only ever been on one dating app and it was for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And I downloaded it and looked on it and there was in the first 5 men, there was 2 men that I knew, one from uni, one from comedy. And
no.
I was like, done, bye.
No.
Just not
I love it when I get a comedian pop up.
Really?
Well, yeah. Obviously your nose.
Because I'm just like, I want to see what they've written. And usually I've got to say their profiles are better than the average ones. They've just got like a bit of swagger, a bit of fun.
But you know they're lying.
But I also know how many girls are looking at it going, oh my God. Love, 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 love.
Whereas the other side of it is,
oh my
like,
God, they're like, ugh.
Yeah,
you think you're funny? You think you're funny?
What's wrong with that unit talking? Like, yeah, they're absolutely like they're horrified by me.
Kiri, we get problems in from our listeners. What kind of advice do you give?
Ooh.
What kind of advice giver are you?
I think I'm like overly thoughtful and earnest. I spend a lot of my time on WhatsApp administering often solicited advice.
Yeah, I'd say so.
No, wait.
No, but not always.
I'd say sometimes to me.
Yeah.
You give a very thoughtful voice note.
Yes.
Yeah.
I consider it an absolute honour if people come to you with a problem. I do.
That's nice.
Yeah.
To be fair, so do I, actually. I think that's nice. To be like, if someone trusts you enough, that's quite...
Yeah, because they're trusting you with the fact that you're going to tell everyone, you know?
Yeah,
what they've just confided
obviously.
In you with. Yeah. That's part of the game.
Wait, do you tell everyone everything?
Yes, she does.
Do we have a problem?
Oh, fuck, Catherine!
There's nothing I don't know.
You
like, you haven't already said it on this podcast.
In the extras!
So I paywalled it.
We edit it really well. That's why there's so many adverts of us plugging our tours. We just need
Can
one.
Can I plug my tour? Can I plug my tour?
Oh, my God, do it now.
I'm on tour.
It's called Peacock.
Thanks, guys. It's from May till December. I'm doing everywhere.
Are you?
I can say what it's about now.
Please.
I think. Yeah. So in secret, my partner and I have been foster parents for like 18 months, 2 years.
Wow.
Woo-hoo! And so,
congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you so much. So I love it. It's the best. And it's about the story of how we came to be foster parents, and it's not a very straightforward journey. So it's about that.
I can't wait to see it. Thanks. It's something I'd really like to do. So I'm really excited. And I'm sure lots of people who have been through it or have thought about it or just like to laugh will want to see it too, but I can't wait.
Yeah. Also, it's a Kiri show. It's just going to be really fucking funny.
Yeah. Thanks, mate. Really, yeah, I think there's some bits that I'm really like, oh, this is, you know, when you're doing stuff, you're like, oh, I'm going to always love doing this bit.
Yes.
Like,
yes. And really you have fun to do it so much. If you don't feel like that at the start, you're fucked. So that's great.
Yeah.
It's great.
Also, it's some of the best promo images of all time.
Oh my God.
I so rarely message someone when I see like their tour announcement, but I think I messaged you being like, this looks
me too.
Sick.
Me too.
Is a good to just like go, all the dates are there on your images on the tile work on your Instagram, so like definitely go and book.
And, you know, there's very few comics I'd say this about, but even if you have an off night, and sometimes you know you have to at work, Kiri will make it worth your while because she'll be wearing something amazing.
I think even if you'd want to zone out of what I'm saying, and I'm
good
fine
God,
with that,
it's a beautiful
just,
thing to look
just
at.
Just enjoy what's going on visually.
Sorry to objectify you, but
no,
like,
it's fine.
I'd go and be like, sure, listen, if she says a joke too, that'd be great.
That's really fucked up to
worth
say,
the price of the ticket.
I think I'm the equivalent of this guy that I used to sleep with when I was younger, and he was really fit, but I would not let him speak because he had this accent, but it was really unattractive, so I was like, no names, and would like not let him see. And I was like, I'm having a lovely time as long as just
quiet inside voices.
Poppy Loop headphones in and put something else on them, and I'll just be
that's
feast
gorgeous.
For the eyes.
That's role play, but you're a mute.
You got a problem for us, Alex?
We do. This is from M.
Hi, M.
And if you could do it in an Anglesey accent, that'd be wonderful. Yeah.
I won't be doing that.
Fair enough. It's nice to be asked.
Dear Trusty Hogs, I'm a big fan. Oh. My girlfriend's sister showed me your podcast a while ago, and I've been a Patreon member ever since.
Wow.
Straight
so
in.
Nice.
Fair play to you.
That.
I've also been to a couple of shows. I recently went to one of Catherine's work in progress shows, but was too scared to whoop when you asked who here is a lesbian.
Oh. I was like, what did I ask? I was asking incredibly. That is quite an invasive question, to be fair.
just want to check everyone's sexuality before I'm willing
honestly,
to do this show.
What am I like?
I ask that, do you reckon?
No.
As a straight woman?
No.
Put your hand up if you're a lesbian, just so I know.
Maybe you could.
No, I wouldn't. I don't want to know. It's not my business.
I'm writing because I wanted to ask for some advice, mostly from Catherine. I'm 22 and live with my girlfriend.
I'll field this.
I was going to say, don't take it personally. That will just be that she doesn't want to hear put them in a well again as the feedback. Yes.
You're cooking that up, aren't you?
I'll give my take.
22.
I'm 22 and live with my girlfriend. We've been together for 4 years and it's great. I've been out since I was 14 and I'm pretty comfortable with the fact I'm a lesbian. And although it's complicated with my family coming from an Asian and African background, we found a way to navigate this. I've just been thinking lately, it's kind of sad feeling constantly on the outside of mainstream society. Normally I don't think about it much, but as we get older, maybe leave the university environment, go into work, etc., I'm finding it harder to not feel like I'm on the outside of life. As much as I try and avoid it, I know I have to accept that who I am is not the majority. I wanted to ask your advice. How do I manage the feelings of being on the outside? When I'm in a room full of straight young people chatting about their relationships, how do I stop feeling like a spectacle? If I have no older queer role models that I know personally, how do I imagine my future in a world whose structures are designed for straight couples? Thanks for all the great content. Thanks, Catherine, for being out and being proud and making me feel less alone. Sometimes it's genuinely scary being gay. Sometimes it's fantastic. Best, M.
Thanks, Em, for your beautiful honesty.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was gorgeous.
Should we let the straight women go for it? Or do you
you guys have a
I'll
go
take
first.
This. Yeah. So.
Catherine, please.
That made me really emotional. Just because, like, one, I'm sorry that you still feel that way. And two, I don't know that I have a, like, easy answer for you where I'm like, that stops completely. I think I have structured my life such that it is a sort of test case for the world if men didn't exist. But that's not on purpose. I happen to have built lots of like beautiful relationships with women and queer people. And that consequently makes me feel more normal in my day-to-day life. But there are still like a lot of very jarring experiences where you feel like, and it's never like, it doesn't really hurt, like, it's not really like noticeable if it's like somebody, like, if your difference is felt, but it's a positive. But there are still quite a lot of like jarring, like, whoa, oh yeah, I forget that people hate us for no apparent reason. And I think what you're talking about is like the day-to-day experience of being like, huh, it is just going to be treated like a special case. And that is sometimes just tiring, especially because you are, also it sounds like this person is from a non-white background, which means probably you have objectification or sort of like otherization on a couple of levels. But I think the only thing I can say is that it's worth it, by which I mean being gay is better most of the time than it is bad. And not that it's better than being straight, M laughed. Although I do think that my queer friends talk about straight women like straight people would have talked about us in the 80s. They're like, oh, with compassion. You know
what I mean? They're like, we should, do it to our faces.
We should raise funds. It's just a harder life. I know it's not a choice because who chooses? But I guess what I'm saying to you is that... it also is the, and I hate to say it, but like it is your, where a lot of your strength probably comes from. And actually, I think being queer and growing up different gave me huge amounts of perspective and compassion for people who I did not, I mean, I grew up in a very white Ireland and hadn't got a huge amount of experience from different, of people from different backgrounds to me. But I think being a little bit otherized gave me a huge sense of empathy and understanding of other people, and also like where I don't presume I know what's going on or what's anybody else's story. I like to think, or I try not to, but mainly I think the answer is, if you don't have queer role models,
I've got a solution to that.
You've got to go find some.
Yeah, I've got that.
You know what I'm gonna say?
Hebden Bridge.
Nope.
No, right.
You know what I'm going to say. It's time to join a football or rugby team. And also, I think one last thing I'd say, sorry to go on, but the last thing I'd say is I spent so much of my 20s over explaining because people left a gap, like there was explanation needed. Get real comfortable with silence. I think I spent a lot of time being like, that's a question I should answer or a position I should explain. As opposed to just like my girlfriend.
Oh, right, right. So you feel the need to like justify yourself.
I ended up having to, like, yeah, I would end up saying my girlfriend and then I would explain my sexuality and then I would end up, I would also like end up answering, fielding a lot of questions that I should have just been like, why, like, as in people will often ask you incredibly invasive things when they say like makes you feel like a spectacle. It's because like, somebody can be like, oh, me and my boyfriend live in. And they'll be like, oh, cool, it's a nice area. And then you'll be like, oh, me and my girlfriend live in. And people will be like, oh my God, you're gay. And then you end up being like, oh, well, I'm bi. I guess I'd say queer. Oh, what's the difference?
Oh, right.
When did you come out? How are your family with it? And you're like, oh, we just met. And I think I should have, I wish I'd known to be like, how are your family with it? How do you guys have sex? When did you know your sexuality? Or to just be like, oh, like, or I was also wish I'd given myself permission to be like, fine, they were fine. I actually don't owe you
the
story of my life. So I think, like, also remember you don't have to answer every question or you don't have to dance just because they think it's a show.
It's so true. I think it's awkward, but you don't have to answer anything you don't feel comfortable with.
I would add the caveat unless it's me asking.
Oh my God, obviously, if it's a nice lady who just wants the goss.
Yeah. I'm one of the good ones.
Yes. Sorry, if she has
the
to.
The A stands for ally, guys.
If she owns dungarees, you have what to her.
What A?
LGBTQIA+.
Oh, right, okay. Thinking Kerry from Dungarees. Where's the fucking A?
I fucking love if your middle name was ally.
It's Louise, sadly.
Oh,
I know.
Darn.
You can 100% get like older, like queer, like role models, no? Could you just like do a parasocial relationship with someone?
What great solid advice.
Yeah. Like Sarah Paulson, isn't she? She's married, isn't she, to a lovely lady?
She's not married.
Is she not? Okay, well, Taylor, she's in a relationship with Honor something.
Holland Taylor.
There we go. We got there in the end. Yeah. Like start a parasocial relationship with one of them.
Yeah,
or like,
that's an option.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Or just, you know, hopefully try to meet some queer people in your community.
Yeah. I know the Bumping Broccolis. are looking for a member on their rugby team.
Who are they?
It's a rugby team in Brockley, in South lovely. London. I know they're looking for more members, and it's like a queer rugby tag rugby team.
You could just call it a tag rugby
so
team.
So a tag rugby team.
Tag rugby's the best. I play touch rugby on most Mondays. It's absolutely banging.
Do you actually?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're...
When I'm home or... Yeah, April 2.
Nice.
That's amazing.
I started it like 2 years ago. I started playing rugby because I just loved watching it. And I was like, why have I never got a chance to play it in school? So I... train with Llangefni ladies. Although
my one more time.
Sorry, what? Oh, Llangefni.
Llangefni.
Not even okay.
Oh, you're not gonna try it.
So it's at the side. Yeah, Llangefni.
Llangefni.
Yeah, really good. Yeah, really good.
Diolch.
I edged up to it and went, no.
Why do I always, oh, I'm the worst. Yeah.
No, it's nice. Lovely. It's really nice.
This is
nice.
Why you're so good at learning languages, because you will give it a go.
Down. Diolch.
Oh. It's been really unhuckoil.
So you play rugby. Amazing. That's so great.
It is really fun. Also, the nights out are absolutely feral.
I'll bet they are.
Yeah.
I'll bet they
I've done are. Sort of like, I've tried to do stand up about this because the perception of rugby in England is very different to, in Wales it is a working class game. And my team plays in the shadow of a chicken abattoir. And we are sponsored by a local scrap metal firm. So that is...
Shut the fuck
so good.
Up.
Yeah, Phoenix Metals.
Is that
making
a movie about you?
Yeah, yeah, about me specifically.
I hope
yeah.
so.
A chicken abattoir, yeah. And you're all just like wrestling each other down into the mud.
That's it, yeah.
And then you've got Sheet Metal Factory written on your back.
Absolutely.
This is incredible.
What's the sponsor called?
Phoenix is, yeah, Phoenix Scrap
of course,
Metals.
Of course,
right. I have a good relationship with them because I live, you know, very near to where I grew up. And the one thing I've inherited from my father is a pretty encyclopedic knowledge of how much scrap metal is worth at any point in time. So, copper, all-time high, guys. Go. Get that old boiler tank
Wait,
out.
So can you, like, whoa. Actually, like, strip metals and, like, take them to the place?
Oh, no, I'm not, like, not on church roofs or anything like that.
Just see Kiri on an off day and she's got a car. Like.
What's the one that's in the car? Everyone, when people steal the cat...
Stereos.
No. People,
what
no.
year?
People get there. What's the piece of a car that...
Carburetor.
Yeah, the carburetor gets stolen because there's something in that.
I don't know that one.
I think it's...
None of us are scrap experts.
No, no. It's not my life.
Could you just Google to check that I'm not imagining that people do steal a piece of a car because it has a precious metal in it?
I bet they do.
I'm sure.
And then you merge them.
Should we get into scrap?
It's a catalytic converter.
Catalytic converter.
It was on
yeah,
top of
it
our
is.
Tongue.
Yeah, yeah. My apologies. But what does what metal?
Copper.
Does
a catalytic converter is has. Oh, hang on. I'll do some research rather than just trying to read it out.
Thanks, so
that'll be amazing. Thank you. We'd love to know.
Can I jump in on the question?
Oh my God, love you too.
We'd really like to finish this.
Ed is actually
thing.
Waiting. Yeah, go on.
Thanks.
Go on.
Yeah, aside of it being very and really interesting to hear your perspective as well about I think it must be I think you've really beautifully expressed the difficulties that must come with existing in many identities at the same time. Mm-hmm. And often people think when you're from one marginalized group that the other marginalized group will automatically have solidarity or empathy or understanding, and I don't think that's always the case. Mm-hmm. From my friends who are like queer people of color, they find homophobia exists still within queer politics, queer scenes. Mm-hmm. As well.
And racism certainly does.
And vice versa, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's the word I was looking for. So I think that must be really uniquely difficult. But I also think there are communities out there that have recognised that. I know that there's like support groups or meetup groups for queer people of colour. So maybe that would feel in the short term like a space that you can occupy and
really
be more authentic or more understood or more seen. And also not to diminish what you're saying, but I wouldn't forget that in both instances you are the global majority, which I know obviously is a phrase that we're working towards, if you're a person of colour you are part of the global majority, and now if you look at statistics in our age group, queer people are in the majority.
What?
So yeah,
I did not know
millennials
that.
yeah
I love to see it. Listen, you love to see it.
They were
you
right.
Had
it
your
was.
Your dream come true, Catherine.
It's an agenda,
it
and
is.
They've won.
You did it. You fucking did it. Well done.
Good job, meetup groups. We nailed it. Yes. Also, I genuinely think that, there is no shame in, like, if you are thinking of ever moving, not that you have to be, you might love where you live, but if you are ever thinking of moving, I think there's no shame in, like, going to that place and seeing how you feel. I wish I'd done that a bit earlier in London. I've just moved to East London. Mm-hmm. No one gives a fuck.
Yeah.
These people wouldn't notice I was gay if I was paying them. Like, truly, every single person has a mullet except me. I look like the straightest. Honestly, we walk. My girlfriend and I walk through East London and I feel like I've come as, like, dressed as her mom. Like, it's real East meets West.
Obviously,
like,
this comes with a caveat of certain areas of East London.
Yeah, but it's so yeah.
But, like, not Shadwell. Like, yeah.
I used to live in Shadwell, and you're
yeah,
right.
So no, yeah, like, you're right. I don't want people coming to London for the first time and being like, she said East.
Yeah, I'd just be like, go to Hackney if you want to feel like no one can see you.
Shadwell's the only place I've been to where in the pub they're like, just stole a bike, does anyone want it? I'll sell it now.
I love those pubs. I miss those. When I lived in Liverpool, like, people would come in and were like, all right, Gail, do you need any ham?
Yeah!
And I'm like, yeah, yeah. Do you need any men's shoes in a size 9? I'm okay, thank you.
Thank you so much.
That's my size. 9.5 wide fit.
But I'll take that ham, sir.
People selling cigarettes by like one at a time sort of a thing because I've just got a carton.
That's amazing.
Me man went to Benidorm.
Amazing.
So good.
Alex, catalytic converter has?
3 very precious metals.
3?
3.
Go on.
Are the precious metals Helen, Kerry and Catherine?
Yes, darling. Platinum, palladium, not the London palladium, and rhodium.
I think it's the platinum they steal.
I've never even heard of 2 of those metals.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the platinum they steal.
But apparently all of them have gone to like high prices in the 21st century.
Yeah, they have because people are constantly...
Should we get into that then? Like stealing cars?
I think Sean McLaughlin had his catalytic converter stolen out of his car for a silver.
Really?
No. But I think he's got a new one because him and Sunil wanted to go car shopping together and they did it, but they wanted to be taken seriously by the car dealership, so they both wore suits.
Don't say it.
They wore suits and went together because they thought they'd have more respect.
And be like, oh, some managers of a phone shop are here and I'm about to take advantage of them.
Also, why the fuck are you taking Sunil Patel with you? It's a stupid choice.
Oh, God. That is
little suits on ready for their big day at the car dealership.
Okay, so you're going on tour. It's called Peacock. People mm-hmm. can get tickets where?
My website's a pretty good place for it.
Yeah. Fantastic.
.co.uk.
And you have a podcast?
I have a couple of them, yeah.
Yeah, you do. Oh, gosh, of course you do, yeah.
Yeah, I have got All Killer No Filler with Rachel Fairbairn, which is true crime-ish. We just talk about lots of other stuff. And I've got one that's all about clothes and fashion called Who You're Wearing. And then I just do one, if you're thinking on going on holiday to Wales, I do one for like the Welsh Tourist Board with SLTs called Pod of Wales. Do you want to have a go at her name?
I've actually met Esleth because she is from the same village. Esleth?
Esilt.
Esilt.
She's from the same village as H.
Well,
she lives in the same village as H.
Oh, I thought she grew
from
Aberystwyth. In Bow Street.
Yeah.
Which is where my best friend's from.
Really?
Yeah.
My auntie used to live there.
That's so crazy.
Great.
Is it like a little
Will your aunties be at all your tour shows?
Well, not the dead ones, no.
No.
But,
no.
Can I say her name
no,
one
no,
more time?
No.
I have gig with her. No. Esleth. No.
Esilt.
Esilt.
S.
S.
E.
E.
Ilt.
S E Hit.
Yeah, really good. Really
Thank
good.
You.
It's a very tricky.
S E Hit.
Yeah, oh. You know it.
It's so funny because you acted like the S and ill part were difficult. You were like S ill, and then just like
it was supportive.
It's like, well, come on.
Listen to the podcast.
Listen to the podcast.
Yeah. Yes. Thanks
Kerry
for having me.
Kerry Pritchard McLean, everybody, go see Peacock.
Woohoo!
And then let's all travel Wales.
Let's all travel. I'd actually love to travel Wales.
It's great. There's an incredibly cheap bus you can do it on called the Trans Cymru. And it costs, I think, to get from my house to Cardiff, somewhere in the region of £6.
Fucking hell.
But it does take 19 hours.
No. We could not make this podcast without you. We're so grateful to all of our producers. Thank you specifically to those in the executive lounge. Our executive producers, Guy Goodman, Simon Moores, Mary Fox, Annie Tonner, Sarah Deacon, Oliver Jago, Anthony Conway, Matthew Thomas, Madeline Quinn, and Grace O'Reilly. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And thank you to to our producers, who we love and respect so much, but I am looking at this list and there are still some names I'm not fully sure about. So let's just chuck in and hope for the best. It's Richard Bicknell, L, Richard Bold, Neil Redman, Victoria Hutchinson, Harold Van Dyke, Tim and Dom, David Walker, Rachel R, Sadie Cashmore, Claire Owen Jones, Jess and Nick, Zoe, Sarah Molly, Raya Fink, Cordelia, Rachel Page, Helen A, Tina Lindsay, Graham Marsh, Amy O'Riordan, Abby Wharf, Matt Sims, Luke Bright, Leah, Kate Spencer, Tristan, Liz Four, Tez, Anthony. Oh, no, wait.
What's happening?
It's not Anthony. It's not Anthony Conway, it's Anthony Conway. I was corrected recently.
What do I say?
We both say Anthony. It's Anthony. Apologies, Anthony Conway from the executive producers. Now back to what might be Anthony or Anthony in the producers. Chloe, Becky Fox, Emily G or Gee, Dean Michael, Stephanie Catraccia, best guest I've got, Sophie Chivers, we don't know, Carrie Sooth, who knows, Charlie A, K, 3, Haley Vorf.
Or Worf.
Or, no, come on, Vorf.
Or Worf.
Or Worf. Well, if it's Worf, Haley, put an H and an A in it. Thank you very much. And if you're not a producer, an executive producer, but you want to support the podcast, please leave us a review on Spotify or on Apple. Please go and subscribe to our YouTube channel. The amazing Alex is doing so many great clips for us.
Agreed.
We want everyone to be able to see them. Give our videos a like. Follow us all on social media. Follow Trusty Hogs on social media. And thank you very much.
Bye.
Love you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.